Hey, hey, all you Arizona lovers. This is the Finding Arizona podcast, episode number 126. I'm your host, Jose. Thank you so much for listening. We are sitting down with Paige of Front Page Events. Paige is a wedding event planner. She's not only a wedding event planner, she is officially now Finding AZ's wedding event planner. We are excited to share her story on top of working with her. She made us an offer we couldn't refuse. Brittany and I are very excited to be a part of her journey as well as our journey. We are doing wonderful things with every guest that we try and come in here with. So Paige was another one of those people that we couldn't say no to collaborating with. So it's going to be some exciting new things that's coming along, so stay tuned for the blog posts. All the content that's going to come from this, it's going to be crazy. A little bit about what's been going on officially. We are out of the old space, into the new house. Brittany and I bought our very first home, and now I am officially recording this from our studio that's dedicated just to Finding AZ, and I am very excited to get this ball rolling. We already had our official first guest, so shout out to Kendra Claire, who is a YouTube chef, and she came in and was wonderful. I can't wait to share that story. We are also doing some new stuff. We are working with and collaborating with everyone we can, and one of those people is Leah, our friend from the Ivy event and Tremaine Ranch. I don't know if you guys saw the post, but she posted on her page, I will be joining other panelists on the Movers and Shakers Club or event that's going on. We are gonna have a panel of wonderful guests. Some of them you may have heard on this podcast, and some of them have been avoiding me. Nah, I'm just kidding. Some of them we just haven't had the chance to just like sit down with and chat up. It's hard, you've got to schedule these things in, and so not everyone can follow our schedule, but hey, I'm not mad. I just want to be helpful, and anything that I can do to help those guys out, I'm in. So I don't know what I'm going to say or do over there, but I just know that you guys are going to have a good time. You cannot go to a place with jam-packed with these panelists that are local entrepreneurs without having a lot of fun. And Leah is a definition of fun. So hopefully you guys will join us and be a part of that. Please, please go take a look at the Ivy event page, and I will see you at the event. A little bit of the business part of this, go to findingarizonapodcast.com. Check us out at Finding Arizona Podcasts under social, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and make it easy for you guys to contact us. If you want to be a part of the podcast, please, findingarizonapodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be, you know, a guest, I just keep it an open door policy for now. I mean, I just want you guys to have wonderful people to like understand and hear from. We are officially day 8 on this house, so you know, let's jam-pack this sucker filled with guests and let's get the ball rolling. I'm so excited. There's just a wonderful vibe in this home that I want to hopefully make it permanent, like make it just keep vibrant and want people to understand that we are a couple that likes to be involved and very much community oriented. So hopefully out of this, we can create a really cool community of entrepreneurs and just people listening and just make a good family of people here. So enough sappiness. You guys already know, new house, new sounds. We are day 8 and unpacked a little bit. There's still some boxes. We're slowly building and recreating some stuff. We just got the roof done. We're going to be painting soon. So things are moving along, rolling along. I'm very excited. The summer months are coming, so time to stay indoors and keep cool. What else is going on? You guys are officially the first to know this. We are going to be joining also the Walk for Hope, Runway of Hope. That's what it is. We are joining our friend Megan Pierce of the Pierce Foundation, if you remember. She is hosting a charity event where I believe she's having a couple of fashion runway shows. And our friend Cumulative, Quinn, is going to be there, and we're there to support him and all the other fashionistas, models, photographers. We will be broadcasting, hopefully, a live event from there. And it's officially at the place where our friend Jared from OXDX resides. His store is like his office, and where he prints is this place called the Fabric Studio, and that place is giant. So if you guys are going to either events, the one is Movers and Shakers with the Ivy event, and then the Runway of Hope with Megan Pierce and the Pierce Family Foundation, please go support local things. I can't say that enough. And this is something very important to us. So please support local, be involved, care. And I know AZ Gives Back Day was official, I think, like last Wednesday. It's exciting to know that many people care so much about the world and so much about Arizona. And I just really am excited for what's to come. So enough. I'm stuffy. I'm ready to end this. This intro was way too long to begin with, but I'm very excited to share some really cool stuff that we've got going on. So officially, episode number 126, Front Page Events. Thank you, Paige. Let's go.
I was just telling one of my friends that was hanging out at my house today. I walked in, like, announcing myself, like, meowing at my cat. I was like, well, you know, I just started doing this thing where I mock him. And they were like, well, do you understand what he's saying back? I was like, no, I just assume everything is about food.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, welcome everybody to Finding Arizona Podcast. I've actually caught all of that, and today I'm your host, Jose, and thank you for listening. Today we have a very special guest.
Hi.
And I'm gonna do a little bit of an intro just because it's a lot of fun for me to just kind of give people the best version, like the highlight reel of everyone. So today I am saying that this person has the best humor in the world because you have really gone all out on your punny name example. Today we have a wedding event planner. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, wedding and event planner and or event wedding planner, yeah. Whatever.
But
I answer to any of them.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have Paige from Front Page Events.
Hi. Yay! You can't see, but I'm waving.
Yeah. Well, today we are jam packed. We have another one just right after you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we have a lot of things going on today, but we want everyone to know that you are someone who is helping us out just because we like your style. We like you. We like everything about you.
Well, cool.
We're here. Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to learn a little bit about you today, Paige. So right off the bat, how do you go from Marriott to your own business? I did my research.
Well, I love it. I appreciate it. I started out at Marriott at the front desk. And
yes.
Then I got into the sales and I fell in love with just doing events. I mean, anybody will say like, oh yeah, you know, I started out doing events for my family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can do that and talk about the parties that you've planned. But then you get into like really structuring an event there. And that's kind of what I fell into.
Yeah.
Fell in love with, I should say. I'm OCD, maybe even CDO.
Whoa, what is CDO? Be specific.
You know, OCD, you just alphabetize the letters.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe I didn't get that. Wow, Jose. Seriously. Okay. That's really good.
Thanks. But yeah, after that, I just realized I liked events, so I kept taking those steps forward.
Yeah.
How can I get to do this for a lifetime? You know, how can I make a hobby or a passion into my career?
Absolutely.
And every step I took after that into other jobs and everything, it was a little bit closer, but not exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
So I finally decided, you know what? I'm gonna start my own thing. And my fiance was just like, yes. And I was like, oh, really? Okay. And so
that's wonderful.
Yeah, he started working.
Do you want to shout out his name?
Yeah. So Neil Robertson, my fiance, is the driver behind my getting on my feet.
Good.
He's been my cheerleader and just the really big support. I mean, it really helped that he works at GoDaddy. So he's like, here's a website. And
here's
a
website.
Oh,
yay.
So,
well, that's wonderful to hear. It's good to hear that sort of thing where your partner is not only your best supporter, but it's just really encouraging. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, Britt and I, we do this together, and I couldn't do half the things that we're doing now without her, like, you know, encouraging me, giving me ideas, even just doing a lot of the stuff, the nitty gritty stuff that I don't like doing.
Oh gosh, yeah. So much of that.
Yeah. So a lot of this is because of her abilities, and you know, I'm just the voice. That's really what I am. I just do this. I want to know a little bit about like your aha moment, just because, you know, you, as you put it, you do all of these little things that kind of help you step by step get to the thing that you wanted. But what was that very first, like, oh, wow, I can really do this on my own, or like, holy crap, like, this is what is going to be my life from now on? Like,
What was that aha moment? It was kind of actually a series of moments within every position I held.
Yeah.
You know, first one being at Marriott, working at the front desk. Mm-hmm. And I felt that in the moments where everyone was stressing out and people were running all over the place, that was the moment that I was thriving.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is so exciting. Like, I love this. I can do this. And bam, 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 check in 20 people. You know, Everybody's had, you know, the room where they want it, how they want it. And it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, so I can guide groups of people. I like this. And then you get into the next job. Goodness gracious. Now I'm having to think back.
couple of years.
I'm like, what did I do after Marriott? But then after that, it was, you know, getting into more event stuff. And it's just like, okay, so I really like throwing parties.
Yeah.
And I really like doing things. And I like the feedback that I get from the people that are attending them. So it's not so much like, oh, this is my business.
Mm-hmm.
I put my name on it. It's like, so you like going to the things that I've put on? You like the things that I, you know, the food that I ordered and all that stuff. And so seeing the people get really excited about it and enjoying themselves at the parties that I threw, that was when I was like, yep, this is where I want to go. I don't want to do anything else.
I want to go back to like, I mean, your college days, like, or, you know, back when you didn't know anything about like event planning or anything like that. Did you get like a natural high off of like throwing your own parties at your house? Or did you like just, you know, just intuitively had that kind of everyone come hang out with us and like, let's do something, that sort of thing?
So to that, I grew up in a household where my dad about hospitality.
Yeah.
We're Italian, you know, so it's like big family, everybody come over, we love it. And then, you know, on top of that, he's in the hotel industry. So that is definitely a standard of hospitality.
Yeah.
You know, welcome, here's this, take a seat, enjoy yourself, always hosting. So I got into that routine of like hosting and welcoming people in. And then when you live in Connecticut, you deal with weather. So sometimes people have to stay a while because they're snowed in. I enjoyed that. You know, I went, my friends, I should say, came over to my house more often than I went over to theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved it and had a ton of fun. And my family liked having people around. So it was just always having a big group around and finding ways to have fun.
Incorporate the fun. Well, that's good. I mean, I know that there's like usually the things that they don't realize when you're early off, like, you know, what your career might end up being. But then there are subtle tones of like, oh, I should have known this right off the bat.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Why did it take me so long
to like figure out what I love to do? You know, there's a lot of things along your path that kind of keep you either challenged or kind of really push you to your limit of like whether or not you want to do that. What are some challenges that people don't really understand or maybe not know about event planning or anything like that, that you want to make sure people realize or understand a little bit better so that, you know, we can get some perspective.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of funny because I'm writing an article about...
Ooh, you write too. Mm-hmm. Wow.
That is one of my like passion hobbies.
Ooh,
like...
okay. We'll get into that a little bit later because there's a passion part like that I like to ask people about. So mm-hmm.
Okay.
That'll come up.
We'll table that
for right now. Yeah, absolutely.
With wedding planning, and I'll talk about kind of both sides, like the person that's thinking of becoming a wedding planner, and then also the people that mm-hmm. don't really know about wedding planners. Wedding planners are there to be helpful. You know, mm-hmm. it's like your mechanic. Like, yeah, you might know how to change your oil, but, you know, you also want someone to check the filters and all the other levels. So, like, a wedding planner is someone that can help you find those special deals that you didn't realize were out there. So you may have to put a little bit of money up front, but, you know, you're going to save it on the other side.
Yeah.
But on the other end of it, if you're trying to become a wedding planner or mm-hmm. even an event planner, it's really about organization and knowing how to be resourceful.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, have a plan if the other plan doesn't work out.
Yeah.
You know, always have a backup.
Yeah. That's what I seem to get from a lot of these, like, coordinator event planning situations is that a lot of the times they know something's gonna be wrong, mm-hmm. so they plan for the plan to fail
and
the contingencies mm-hmm. and things like that I always find very fascinating, just because I was like, man, you've done so much homework that you have two options or like three options that you can go mm-hmm. and like that's incredible that you've prepared that much and like almost really relied on like maybe something will go wrong or mm-hmm. expecting that to like flip. And it's right? just so, it's to me, it always seems like a glass half full, but I mean, at the same time, it's very great. It's very, how do I put it? It's cool to know that someone is more prepared than
that
me.
That someone's thinking about it. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, that comes from experience and noticing that not everything goes right, you know, but you don't want to think gloom and doom all the time or plan for the worst and hope for the best. You know, you don't want to think that way. But it's kind of just being realistic that, okay, I can't control the weather. I can't control everything. So if this happens, what would I do? You know, so it's I guess the what if, but it's just being ready.
Yeah, absolutely. So remind me, how long has the business been open, and you know, how long have you just been in the process of becoming an event planner? Like, what I want to know history wise, like, where was your start? Where was, you know, kind of where you're at now? And
so event planning started at the Marriott. That was over 10 years ago.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you've been in it.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I've been like, okay, I want to do this. I'm going to keep following. I mean, there were some strayaways in between. You know, it's like, maybe this isn't what I'm supposed to do, you know, and I try and deny it, but I still get those emails from the the LinkedIn groups like, event management, just in case. Pulling you back in. You know, I never stopped subscribing to those.
Yeah.
But Front Page Events just had its 1-year anniversary a month ago.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. Applause for that.
Thank you.
Yes, very cool. And I want to know, there's in the past year, I know you've probably done all sorts of, you know, events and weddings and things like mm-hmm. that. What's been your favorite memory of the past year working with your own business, creating these memories? Because the first year is kind of critical too.
It is. The first year is not as jam-packed with events as you would think.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you, I guess I can speak for myself for this because I don't really know about everyone. I mean, mm-hmm. I try and talk to other wedding planners and like, please tell me you dealt with this too. Like, I don't want to be alone in this. That it's a lot of like establishing yourself, proving that, hey, like, yes, I'm new at wedding planning, you know, with my own business, but I'm not new to event planning, you know.
You gotta flex a little bit. You gotta, gotta make your way to the start of the line. Like, everyone.
I got this, okay? I really do.
Exactly.
Trust me.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not trying to just blow smoke, but this being asked by you guys to come talk on your podcast has been one of the bigger highlights. Like,
Well, we appreciate that. And we're it's really fun when people say nice things about us, because I honestly, like, when I started this, I was like, I'm just speaking to dead air. This is just something for you and me to share between each other. Like, is anybody out there? Yeah, exactly. And so it's like, in the early starts, I always put that on me. I was like, no one's really, this is just between you and me. Let's just have some. But now, as like people started to reach out and kind of really, it's really brought myself more to the game, because I'm like, oh crap, like, people are listening. I got to start like writing down certain things about what I want to talk about with you. And, you know, this is, especially for first time business, like newer businesses that are coming onto the show, we want to treat them right and, you know, really help them really like understand themselves and also let them shine through, because it's really cool when something like, you know, your business or someone else's business comes to our table and just really, I mean, they don't have to, but they choose to. And it's really fun for us. And I mean, again, we love your stuff. I mean, she's been talking about you, and I was like, okay, I get it. Let's do this. Let's jump in on this. And we really appreciate you. And hopefully we can make something special happen, you know, more than just the podcast. We would love to do something else with you and help you in any sort of way we can.
Well, cool. I appreciate that. And absolutely. I was just talking to another creative, and I've calling like wedding planners and this whole like industry, like the creative industry. And I want to build a network with like the Tuesdays Together and do the whole
Tuesdays Together
community down competition instead of like all these vendors coming at the client from different directions. Like, let's come together and then join up to help them, because ultimately we're trying to assist the client and work together.
So. Can I make a suggestion? One of the cool things that you should try out is Mary Mart. We just went over to that like a couple weeks ago.
Two weekends ago. Three now.
Three. And a couple of friends of ours like participated in that. That's why we were there. But it was just a really fun time for, because they were at the farm on South Mountain, and they were. It's just a really beautiful like, all the different things you need. From photography to setup to whatever you can think of, donuts, they were there. There's all sorts of things. But it's a lot of fun. Like, I like those kind of things where people come together in a kind of local feel and just give people opportunities to pick and choose to see what's for people, what people are feeling. Because a lot of the time, too, it's the connection you have with the individual.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes they're not on your vibe or on your wavelength, and you know, that's okay. But you know, at the same time, you to have variety and to be able to pick and choose like that, to see personality, see styles, things like that, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and I think you'd stand out just like everyone else. It's just really cool stuff. I think one of the questions that I was writing down, because I know that planners have planners, I wanted to ask you about your planner, because there's so many styles, and Brittany has gotten me into this. We're like mind mapping, all sorts of like different styles of like planners, like monthly, weekly versus what is like the way you write in on bullet journals, things like that. So give us a little bit about your technique and how you kind of keep everything in order.
Well, I left mine in the car because it's like 2 inches thick.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
And it's starting to like stretch my purse. So I'm like, okay, we're going to pick and choose our little carry.
It's a little accordion. Just like getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah. I don't know if I can call out products or anything.
Yeah, go right ahead.
It is Happy Planner.
Okay, very cool. And we've heard of them, right?
Is that the happiness planner or different?
It's different. It's the Happy Planner. It's like design 365.
Oh.
And it's a smaller planner. Like they're still kind of like their own thing. They sell their products on Amazon and also through their website.
Okay.
But they started out like with a mom and daughter they wanted something that they could use like daily and have like the what's going on today and then a different section for dinner and the family and just keep everything organized. Yeah. And this is honestly the planner that I've been looking for my whole life.
Wow.
Because
that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you have like the daily thing and there's like three different sections just for one day. Sorry, I'm gonna like go off on a tangent.
No, ask me about my
planner.
Yeah, because I know like this is the critical part that people don't realize is that I know for a fact that like each individual, especially business owners in general, mm-hmm. just entrepreneurs, some of them are just really detailed and to the point of like their planner is their life.
Oh my
gosh. To the point of like if they lose it, they're mm-hmm. like crying.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I tried to buy planners on my phone just to see, you know, have the electronic. I use my phone a lot, you know, so why shouldn't I have a planner in there?
Yes.
There's just something satisfying about having it written out and being able to cross it off and like see it visually, like all laid out.
You're speaking her language. She's like nodding.
So this one, you have like your week view. When you open up this spiral notebook, you have your week view, but each day is broken up into three sections, so you can either do morning, noon, and night. At one point I was doing like my side job, my home job, and then this business, you know, so it's like, okay, I gotta do this for work, I gotta do this for this and that for that. And then I also bought this specific planner. You can buy wedding planning sections.
Oh.
And so within that section it has checklists broken, you know, 12 months all the way down to 12 minutes.
Wow.
In the whole wedding. Yeah. And then it has the budget section of that wedding planning one, and then you can even buy like a home budgeting and a house cleaning schedule, and I am obsessed with all of it, never getting another one. I've had it for 2 years now, which is the longest I've ever had any planner.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I got to check that out. Yeah. I've been trying to like experiment. Like I did one last year, I've done this one that I just bought randomly, but it's been very helpful to like put that stuff down, just because one, like I just know offhand like my phone will die out before we can even start anything, because we usually do our stuff in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So my phone's basically dead by the time we like get starting to plan stuff out. So it's good to just grab the planner
a
and
planner,
just,
yeah,
just
like never runs out of batteries.
Yeah, exactly. I find that so fascinating. Are you a big fan of like what's like bullet journaling, mind mapping?
Mind mapping.
Why is that so critical for you to have that a part of your everyday routine?
Because it's hard to say that my thoughts are just as structured as bulleting.
Okay.
I've tried to bullet, but then I'm like, oh, I didn't leave enough space. I need to write this
in.
And so then I end up writing stuff in the creases and diagonally. And you people can't see it, but my hands are flailing.
Really flailing all over the place. Very physical comedy going on over here.
It's the Italian. I talk with my hands. You know, I try to sit on my hands when and my feet were moving. So it's this or the feet.
Yeah.
But mind mapping, it just works out so much better, because that's really how my thoughts go. You know, it's like I'll start talking like this. Oh, but then this, and then I write it up, and then it's all over the place. But it's so organized, because you can see like, okay, with this one, so that's the main thought.
Mm-hmm.
And these are just little sub thoughts, and each little sub thought has its smaller things. And you can prioritize and create importance of one thing, and you can categorize. And it really is messy as it is.
It's for you.
It works out so much better. Then you can pull it out, and then you can bullet, and then create your outlines and stuff from there.
Yeah, that's good though. I like learning about other people's techniques, because it helps me then just go back and like, well, maybe this is more my style, because you know, I'm more relatable in this side of the mind mapping versus bullet journaling.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of thing it's helpful, because I'm not, again, like I test on myself a lot, like all of these different things that I just like, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So I usually just try and like give everything a significant amount of time before I'm like, ah, this isn't working. I got to try something
it's
else.
It's not for me.
Yeah, it's not for me. So
what have you found works for you?
I think one of the best things for me is just having a physical journal in general. But I'm more of the bullet journaling, just because my minds are quick and fast, just kind of like. But there's a structured order, and usually when I'm on a tangent, I'll stay on that tangent for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of helps me, since I'm like, you did like yeah, I'll stay in the line, but like, yeah, I'll have to like sometimes, but I'll abbreviate certain things and mm-hmm. I'll remember. So I'm lucky enough to where my writing is small and dainty enough that it'll fit on these little journals. But
I have that big bubble girl handwriting. Yeah. Sometimes
it's... She says I have the prettiest handwriting. I'm just like, I disagree. So that's been helpful for me. One of the other things I wanted to ask you too is like, what are your favorite apps to kind of keep you organized? Because I know too, it's like you brought up your phone, mm-hmm. and one of the main things that to even start doing a lot of these things is inspiration and mm-hmm. kind of also just having other places to go to on your phone that kind of inspire you. I want to know, one, what are one app that you use constantly, but two, what is something that you use on your phone that people might not know that is very helpful to event planning? I hit you with a twofer.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of tough. I try to stay out of my phone.
Okay.
Especially when getting inspired or using any sort of inspiration. Pinterest is a lot of fun, mm-hmm. but I feel like I zone out on Pinterest, mm-hmm. okay. and I don't really feel a focus there.
Okay.
So for any sort of like, I guess, event planning creativity, I read a lot of magazines.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
And
shout out any?
Wedding Planner magazine.
Yay!
And definitely Arizona Weddings. That one I okay. have in my car right now.
Yeah. Have you, like, I've always been curious, like, do you know anyone now that, like, from Arizona Wedding? Like, because I've always figured you guys, like, run across, like, specific magazines. I know in my kind of area of expertise, we kind of all know each other in our specific realm. So whenever someone does end up on a magazine, we're like, oh, I know that person.
Congrats. Yeah. I haven't met anyone mm-hmm. out here yet.
Okay.
That's been in a magazine. It's weird because I've met some pretty big names in the wedding planning industry,
yeah.
but I haven't seen them in the magazine yet. I'm like, but you're a really big company.
How? Yeah.
But it's, they're doing a lot more real weddings.
Yeah. Okay.
These days, and they want to feature those.
Plus
and
it's then, wedding season too mm-hmm. here right now.
Yeah.
It's a perfect time too.
And a lot of what's in the magazines are either styled shoots. And if, you know, the planners are doing real weddings, they don't have time to do styled shoots. Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, exactly. Brit Corner time.
I want to hear about your experience as comfortable as you can and you feel about, I mean, you're engaged still? Did mm-hmm. you?
Engaged.
So you're a wedding planner. I assume you're planning your own wedding.
I am.
Tell us the good, the bad, and the ugly. Oh, we man. Need to prepare for all of that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not following the checklist to the T, like we suggest. But it's because for me, it's just like, I want to just do it all. You know, I know the names of the people that I want to work with. So it's a lot easier in that regard. So I'm not like 12 months ahead, which I did try to do the 12 months ahead and it all fell through. Make sure you have everything in writing. That is one thing I have to say for sure. And sign everything. I lost a venue because it was all just talk. And then when it came down to it, I'm like, hey, I'm ready to start doing my catering and figure out the menu and everything. She's like, well, we don't have the space that you wanted. Would you like to get married in the ballroom? I'm like, that was the last thing I wanted. Like, I don't want to get married in a ballroom. I've done a ton of ballroom weddings. I don't want to do another one. Yeah, so I was like, and I'm done with you. And but planning has not been as stressful as it could be.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it. But the thing that I'm struggling with is like the day of. I don't want to hire a company because I'm a wedding planner. You know, and I have a lot of ideas, so I don't really want to give them away.
Yeah.
You know. And lose, you know, what credit I could get for them. But I know as a wedding planner, like, I need one.
Maybe an intern is the key.
I am
in this
hiring
situation.
On, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
An intern to help.
High five. Yeah. You already beat me to it.
Well, yeah, but that was the most recent outcome of my talking about it.
Yeah.
Venting it, I should say, really.
Yeah.
But
how's your fiance taking it? Because I know from my perspective, I'm like very overwhelmed first off, because I'm just like, I don't know anyone in, like, you're basically the first person that I know that, like, sort of, I know other people planners. Who, like, not planners, but, like, people who facilitate certain things, like, mm-hmm. other businesses, but not an actual, like, wedding-specific person.
Oh, okay.
So, I, you know, it's just really overwhelming for me. I'm like, I don't know anything. I don't know anything. I don't know anything, but I want to participate. I want to be very involved and, you know, I want to feel like I'm helpful at least in some sort of way. So, you know, that's been my thing of like, I want to just help and participate and be there and be involved. So
what I have learned with Neil and I's planning process, I will come to him and say, okay, I'm needing help deciding.
Mm.
Do you care about the decision, the outcome of it, or is this something that I can figure out myself? And then from there, if he says he wants to be involved in that decision, then it's like, okay, well, here you go. And then the best thing you can do to help her is have a response and have like an opinion on it. Cool. So if you just say, I don't care, then that could be...
yes, that could be problematic. Different problem.
That could create more frustration than any sort of help.
Neil. How do you find that balance between separating work and your life and your planning the wedding? Like, do you ever be like, stop, it's not work mode time?
Mm-hmm. I haven't figured that out yet.
That's one of the key parts that people usually find later on.
Yeah, I mean, that's that is a struggle, just being a business on my own. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't really stop working there. When you're working for another company,
mm-hmm.
you're there, you clock in at 8 or 9 and you clock out at 5, and then you can choose to look at your emails from home or not. But when you have your own business, you guys know there's no shutting it off. You're thinking of new ideas, you're thinking of how you can get ahead, you're thinking of how you should respond to something, you think of what you should wear, you're always working, you know, like every interaction I've learned, I'm always working. Like, even when I'm out drinking, I'm still working, you know, so it's just.
You're schmoozing, you're networking.
You know? And so I go to bridal shows and I'm like, am I a bride or am I the planner? Like, I don't know. I can't differentiate, you know? And so sometimes it's hard. And I went to speak to the venue that we're now getting married at, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to tell her that I'm a wedding planner, you know. So I go in there and I'm like, I'm just the bride, you know. I'm telling myself, telling Neil, I'm just the bride, okay? Like,
and he's looking at you like, what?
Yeah. So then we're talking and all this stuff, and she's like, oh wow, you know a lot about this. I'm like, well, I'm a wedding planner.
That's the first thing you told her. Wow.
Well, no, and she's like, and it wasn't like, oh, right off the bat I tell her or anything, but it was like after talking with her an hour and I tell her, oh, yeah, I'm a wedding planner. And she's like, oh, I had no idea you don't have that type of personality. And I'm like, well, thank you.
I don't know what that means.
I am going to take that in the best way possible.
There you go.
She meant it in a kind way, and I appreciated it. But it was just like, I don't want to convolute the two. Mm. You know, I want to enjoy being a bride, but I also... you know, sometimes have to be the wedding planner and need to allow myself, you know, don't beat yourself up for being a bride all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Pick the battles. So, you know, sometimes when Neil's playing PUBG, I can, you know, goon out on Pinterest and
I love that. I was like wondering, it's like, how many boards does she have? Like,
I have 2 Pinterests now and very many boards.
Very, very impressive. Like, I only have, 10 boards? Like,
yeah.
I'm very bad at Pinterest. I've never been good at it. I don't use it that much.
I don't know very many guys that have a Pinterest. And then if they do have one, it's like, what would you put on there?
Yeah, it's a little difficult for the male side. Just, like, stuff, like, That's a cool picture. That's a cool picture. Yeah. I'm just like, that's how I am from the male perspective. I'm like, these are like cool things. I'm like, it's kind of like Instagram for me. I'm like, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. There's like not an obsession of like, oh yeah. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Well, and that Pinterest started making fun of itself or the people that use it. It's just like, oh, here's a pin that I will, you know, have you made this recipe that you're pinning? And now I'm like, yes, you jerk. I did actually.
Oh my God.
But now
it's kind of eaten its own tail. Like to the point, oh man, that's gotta be rough. Remember this one that you scrolled by?
Yeah.
Have you tried it?
Did you actually try it, or are you just pinning it? I'm like, well, this time I'm just pinning it. I might make that robe.
What's been one of your favorite spots, like event-wise, like your favorite location so far? Because I want to know, like, this got to be, because, again, we're looking. So, like, what's been your favorite kind of spot? Most beautiful iconic scene.
It's kind of tough because I like creating the spaces.
Okay.
You know, I like picking out the spaces that not many people would use.
Yeah.
You know, I really like the desert.
Yeah.
Because
there's a lot of photos that I've seen that you've created really nice spots outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like your...
Yeah.
It's not your forte, but it's like, that's something that I've noticed that a lot of people are starting to move towards those moments of like outdoor comfort and an outdoor retreat sort of feel.
Yeah. And we live in Arizona. You know, why not use that space, you know, showcase it? And I think it's kind of funny sometimes, and I apologize if you guys love the classic and the white and the crystals and all that, but I like to play on the classics, but also make them more personalized to the couple and more personalized to the bride. You know, my cousin, she got married in a church, and then we had, you know, the reception somewhere, and it was like all indoors, and it was all white and with the blush, and it's really pretty and it's really classic, but I don't feel like that was her, you know, and I don't feel like that's every bride. But then there's all those, you know, old fashioned types that feel like that's what it has to be. Okay, you're getting married, this is how it's gonna be, and here's the book on every place that you can do your white wedding.
you know? There's standard.
But I love color, so any place that you can bring the elegance and bring the classic and you can do it outdoor, I love that. It's like a visual pun for me.
Oh, nice. That's a good analogy. It's a visual pun. I want to talk to you a little bit about trends, because, you know, every year there seems to be something that's like in every wedding, so to speak. But like, I guess they're classics because they are classics. But I want to pick your brain about, you see anything in the 2018 that'll be kind of a trend that'll be happening throughout every wedding?
Yes.
Forewarn all the wedding goers.
One that I thought was kind of funny, and I might consider myself, actually, Neil was like, yes, we need this. Animals, and not your pets, not like your dog or your cats,
okay,
but alpacas.
What?
Goats.
Really?
A beer burro.
A beer burro.
yeah, a burro that serves beer. And honestly, like, I would want that, because
that actually sounds pretty cool. I gotta admit, that sounds just a burro, like, with a huge beer barrel on the back, and just like,
yeah, you know, just as like a burro is, you see him with the packs on that hangs over his back with the, you know, the beers and his little packs, and I'm just like, that's awesome. Yes, I'll take three
animals.
But yeah, alpacas, people
sounds
are just
like an
doing
issue
it.
With like poop, and it's a lot of excrement,
you know, and like llamas and alpacas, they spit.
Yes.
So I would not want that to be like my
hey there, little guy.
Like, he's like angry at you, so he just spits in your face, and there goes your makeup. You know, I don't really have a contingency in place for that one yet. You know, but
Ugh.
And but
people love him.
People like it, you know, it's different and everybody's trying to one up the next. So.
That's so interesting that is like one of the new trends.
Yeah.
Beware the animals. Mm-hmm. There was one that we went to a wedding that had like a guy hand rolling cigars and that was cool. Mm-hmm. I thought that was dope. Like that was a little special thing that they did at their wedding that I was like, oh man, that's classy right there. That's real class right there.
But I was considering a little cigar station.
Yeah.
I don't know about. I mean, we're allowed to go to Cuba now, so.
Yeah. So
I think
why
that
not?
Would be. I understand that being a trend now.
Just Cuban cigars at every wedding.
Yep. Here we go. We can have them. So here they are.
Are you excited for not like your wedding? Like I want to push that aside, but I want to say like, are there any events coming up or anything in your business that you're excited for in the future? Just like maybe down the road a year or maybe something 2 years in the making, anything that you are just genuinely excited, focused on?
There are a couple things and I kind of feel bad saying that it's not a wedding.
It's okay. Event planning is event planning.
Right.
It was event planning.
I mean, I am excited for every, you know, client that I have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think it's the steps in between that lead me to those clients that I'm really excited about.
Sure.
So I have, I'm writing an article for Wedding Planner Magazine right now. And
congratulations.
I am so excited about that.
That's going
to
be great.
Like, that's combining two of my passions.
Yes.
You know, so to get to do that and talk about something that I'm very like strongly opinionated about is exciting. And, you know, like I said, getting to come here and talk on your podcast, these are just like little affirmations for me that it's just like, okay, I'm in the right spot.
Yeah.
Like these are the right moves that I'm making and I'm going towards
sure.
my ultimate goal of just being like a happy, like successful planner. And success is, you know, getting to help and work with clients that get the weddings that they want.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like having a bookload of clients. It's getting to do those clients here and there and in between, like having the articles that I get to write and then, you know, collaborating with photographers and helping them create their business. And
sure.
I have a couple photographers that I'm working with and I
nice.
Love it. Like I love that they are happy to work with me and like the work that I do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like having those things.
That
kind of, I don't know, gets me giddy.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad.
I like dance around the house. I'm like, yeah.
A happy owner is a good owner. Mm. That's what I always say. Like, it's just one of those things that the more people who are excited about what they do and have that passion, they're going to keep doing it. And that's something that I always say is like, if you don't have the fire and you're not coming on here, like, man, Jose, this is what I love freaking doing. I'm just like, think about something else.
The door is right over there. I think we need to re-record this one.
Yeah. The one other thing that I usually ask people, and this is just kind of like one of those questions that like it sometimes goes really good, but sometimes I don't know, just one of those things that I find fascinating is what else besides event planning is on your mind? So it's like, it could be as specific as, you know, I really enjoy 6-inch heels or, you know, I'm really getting into this one TV show. I'm binging this one thing. You know, what is that thing that preoccupies your mind other than your work?
Hmm. Well, I have two kids.
Ooh, that's perfect. That's very important. Yes. How old are they? Give us...
Giuseppe is turning 5 on Saturday.
That's a
He's
cool
a little
name.
St. Patty's baby.
That's a cool name.
First
Thank off,
you.
Giuseppe, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Do you guys call him anything else? Like a nickname?
Sep or Sep? Seppi.
Okay,
yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, I wanted to, I thought we should like mainstream his name,
mm-hmm.
you know, just in case like the kids in school wouldn't like it. Because I mean, with a name like Paige, you grow up, well, turn the page. I'm like, oh, I haven't heard that one. Yeah.
But, kids are cruel but creative too, so
yeah.
They'll come up with something. Like I always say this, like any name you give your kid, it's they're someone will
it's
find
gonna
a way
create,
yes.
yeah it'll be they get creative
yeah
but he actually was like, nope, mom, I'm Seppi. I don't want to be called Joey or Joe or anything like that. So I'm like, yeah.
Seppi.
yeah
that's a
and,
cool name.
Yeah.
I like it.
And I think these days kids are more creative with or parents are more creative with their kids' names, so it's it's gonna be a thing. And then I have Layla. She is 7. Yeah.
Aww.
And so they keep me occupied. outside of wedding planning. And
spring break was recently, right?
Actually, hers isn't until not next week, but the week after.
Oh, okay. Yeah, any plans for taking her around or taking her with you to the work?
She wants to. Sometimes I try to make it work out, but a lot of times I'm like, I don't know how the client would feel.
That's really interesting too, because that's another thing that comes up with like weddings. It's like, do you want kids to like having you being a single mom or not single mom, sorry, being a mother and like, you know, having your kids involved and sort of things like really weirds out the client, I guess. Yeah. But it's like, I don't feel that way. Like, your mom, like, I don't care. Yeah. Like, bring your kid involved. I know.
Sometimes it's like kind of like I'm taking off this mask. I feel like some people don't realize that I have kids and they'll treat me a certain way. And then when they find out that I have kids, they're like, oh, okay. Yes, I am a human being. I do eat food too. Yes.
I go home. I have a home where I sleep and wake up. Well, I'm glad that you were able to share so much with us, and you know, this is typically the end, and the end is where we give it to you to tell everyone where they can find you online, on social media, and any other events you got coming up you want to shout out. So take it away, Paige.
Well, thank you. I really appreciated being on the podcast today. This was a ton of fun.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Hey, that's what we're all about. We're about fun here.
I have a Facebook, which is facebook.com/frontpageevents, and that's Page with an I. Also Page. Have a website, frontpageevents.com, and you know, you can reach me by email, page@frontpageevents.com. All of those things are online. You can also catch me on Instagram. I post a lot more pictures on Instagram.
Yeah, there you go.
Than Facebook, so you can see what I'm doing and seeing what's coming up. Also next week I have a bridal show at the Falls, so come visit me in Gilbert.
#FrontPageEvents. Well, thank you, Paige, so much for coming out. And guys, you can listen to this and all the episodes at findingarizonapodcast.com, and check us out at Finding Arizona Podcast at all our social media. And it would mean a lot to both Brittany and I if you go check out patreon.com/findingarizonapodcast. You'll get more episodes, exclusive stuff, everything and anything you could possibly imagine. Go over there, check it out. And with that, we say thank you to Paige for coming on. We appreciate it. And we say goodbye to all of you. Have a good night. Bye.
Hey, hey, all you Arizona lovers. Thank you so much for listening to that episode with Paige. We really appreciate your help. And this is the outro. So in the outro, we will just say again, please follow us at Finding Arizona Podcast on all our social media. And please go over to patreon.com/findingarizonapodcast, where you can receive extra content, all the good tidbits, all the goodies. We put all of our merch, everything up there, so you can be a part of this, our family, our livelihood. This is a really cool for us to kind of keep doing, and this is just fun. This is, we want it to continue to be fun, and we can't do that without the support of you guys. So thank you so much. Thank you, and I will see you on the next.